Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. All right. Hello, everyone. Today, we are going to be diving into the 2023 housing market recap. We're going to be looking at a whole bunch of data that I've collected recently to see what's happened in the housing market specifically, and most of this here in my home state of Wisconsin and also my local area. Hopefully, this is helpful information because I think this is a good microcosm for the whole market. Midwest is generally somewhat stable, doesn't have the high highs and the low lows. But it's a good spot to check in and see the health of the housing market. Now, I have my own methodology for how I get all this data. I have a lot of different ways of pulling it and how I pull it together and sort it and look at it to compare. And I like to look at, this year compared to previous years especially, and look at some of the data points to just see what's happening overall in the market. So if you like economic news, if you like data, this will be interesting to you. If you're just kind of tuning in and trying to figure out what's going on in the housing market, this will also be helpful for you. But especially for my friends out there that are in the industry, realtors, pros, you guys out there, hopefully you'll appreciate this information as it's pretty helpful and it can give you some really good pointers on where to go next with the housing market. So first of all, let's dive in and look at some big data points here. And we'll just kind of dive right into it. So the first thing I do is I look at all of my local area, so Waukesha County here in Wisconsin. And first thing that's really odd, and I've never seen this before, it's an odd data point, and I want to bring it out right away, and then we'll analyze the rest of it because I can figure out the rest of it. But this is an odd data point. In 2023, the average list price went down. Almost $120,000. That's a lot. That's a huge amount. Average list price went down. But then when we look at the median list price of homes, it actually went up. So the only thing I can think of is that some of the people with the higher end houses have decided not to sell or have taken them off the market and just removed them. And a lot more sales are happening at the lower price tiers. And so that's how it would mess with the average list price, but yet you would see the median price go up because you're taking out those really high outliers off the market and you're filling them in with smaller product. I believe that's what's happening there, but kind of an odd data point there. But some of the other data is very interesting. So again, I mentioned median sale price is up almost 7.7%. And the average sold price, so not listing, but sold, this means somebody actually bought the home, is up over 5% in Waukesha County. Now, the other interesting thing with this data point is that I also track how much money is taken off the home between the list price and the sale price. And that percentage is declining. So what does that mean? Well, it means people are offering closer to asking price. So it was down in 2022, almost 5.25%. And in 2023, it was 4.75%. So that gap is reducing by almost 0.5%, meaning people are paying a little bit closer to asking price. So even though the sales are down, the prices are tightening a little bit. The days on the market actually decreased by a day in 2023. So again, this is more evidence that there's an inventory problem. Prices are going up. The discount level is going down. Days in the market is going down, but the price per square footage is going up. It went up almost 5.5%. Now here's another interesting stat. The average square footage of the home is starting to trend downward as well. Now it only went down 2%, or 2 square feet rather, but that's still significant considering existing homes can't really change their square footage very easily. So that means that the newer homes coming into the market are smaller. Probably the most interesting thing is overall sales are down almost 24%. And again, Normally, when you have sales going down by that much, you'd expect prices to go down, but we're not in that situation. The prices are going up, meaning there's more demand for houses out there. We just don't have enough product to sell. Now, one thing I like to look at too is I also like to look at vacant land in my studies. And I have a way to pull that out and at least get things that are listed through MLS. This does not encapsulate every single lot that's sold in my area because a lot of lots are just never sold through MLS. But once I parse the data out, it's pretty interesting. It's like, what's going on with lot prices? Well, in 2022, the average sold price for a lot was 186,000 and some change. Average sale price, 186,000. That's a lot of money. But 2023, holy cow, $212,426 to be exact was the average sold price for a lot. So we saw a $26,000 plus increase. It went up 12.3%. So if you want a lot, it's going to get expensive. You're going to be possibly spending over $200,000 to get a lot. And this is after factoring in nearly 230 plus sales in my municipality. So that's a pretty steep dollar amount. And this is also filtered out. This takes out anything that's above 5 acres in site size. So anything over 5 acres is most likely going to be developed or developable. So it could push the price even slightly higher if you got a few of those bigger lots like that out there. But regardless, that's a huge increase. Now, again, sales are down. Lot sales are down almost 30%, actually 31% to be exact, year over year. So we are selling less lots, but they're selling for a higher dollar amount. And one of the things that I talked about in a previous podcast about housing myths was, well, why are the lot sales going down so much? Well, it's a lot of reasons. Bigger developers could have decided to put projects on hold, which would mean there's less lot inventory out there. You also have builders maybe not buying as many lots right now with the market being kind of tepid, or holding on to more expensive spec homes and not being able to sell them, so they're not buying new lots. That's all contributing to the decrease in the number of lot sales. But the prices keep going up. I mean, the prices are going to continue to go up as concrete's increasing. That's a huge cost factor in development. We've had lots of concrete increases. We've had lots of regulatory changes and increases that have helped boost that price up higher. And higher interest rates as well also make the cost of acquiring and holding onto the land higher for the developers as well. So that's a pretty interesting data point as well. And if you take this data though, and you go across the entire state of Wisconsin, it's pretty interesting. The average lot cost goes way down when you include the entire state, because now you can start including, all the rural areas, the unimproved areas, and things like that. And when you take that into account, the average sale price is $87,618 in 2022, and $88,000 109 in 2023. So it still went up, but a very small amount. But I'm in Waukesha County. They have a lot of regulations here. It's a very popular area. It's a suburb of Milwaukee. It's about an hour from Madison. So you get a lot of people that live in this county. And you're just seeing that regulatory burden and the higher cost of land here. It's pretty depressing when you see that your average lot sale is over $200,000. That is a lot of money. And that's going to push the cost of all homes in the area up a lot. So what other observations are there for you on this housing data? Well, here's a couple big key takeaways for you. You've got the average square footage size of homes is declining. Prices are still holding and actually growing. You got healthy price growth, well above inflation, well above GDP. Sales are down, but it's due to lack of inventory. Your cost of lots is getting more and more expensive. And, we've just seen a reduction in overall inventory, which is also then adding to the higher prices in the lots. So that's definitely some interesting data there. And then some other data that I think is interesting for you as well to tie into housing market, not only existing homes but new homes. Permit wise, nationally permits are down almost 13.3% for single family homes. That's a huge decrease. And that's after the previous year when it went down almost 120,000. So we've got that to consider. And here in Wisconsin, the number of permits is also down. No, not a lot, not a lot, not as much as nationally. So again, if you're nationally down 13%, we're only down 1.5% statewide on permits. But when you take it to my local municipality here, Waukesha, we're down 10.7% on permits in our area. And so we're being hit a little harder. Now you go to a municipality like Dane County, which is by Madison, the capital. You've got a lot of government employees there. You have a lot of college employees and things like that. They're actually up on their permits. So that's offsetting, some of the decrease in other areas. But typically, when the housing market softens a little bit, it softens harder. It's a weird statement to say it softens harder, but it softens more dramatically in areas that don't have a lot of government, or when it's more private industry. But the areas that are reliant on education, reliant on government jobs, those tend to still do very well. In fact, sometimes they outperform the other markets by quite a bit. So, kind of interesting stuff here. Still a lot of good health in the housing market, and it'll be interesting to see, if there's a rate decrease or two in the horizon, how much that would put a lot of extra juice into the housing market. Even just, we've seen some small adjustments from the bank, and definitely seen an increase in buyers out there. So, it is a good time if you're looking to acquire something. It is a good time to go out there and buy and invest in that new home, and get it while the pricing is a little bit lower, and then you can always adjust with their interest rates. But there you have it, 2023. Sales were down, prices were up. Anybody that's going to list a home is going to do very well. If you're going to go out and buy a home, there's a little bit less competition. You probably won't have to go super crazy with your offer, but you are going to need to pay closer to asking price if you're going to want to get that home of your dreams. So hopefully this helps give you a snapshot in the market. Certainly, if you have any questions, please reach out, homebuildinghero@yahoo.com, and I'd be glad to answer any other of your real estate and home building questions. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.